I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Welcome to the Wet... Whoa. Welcome.
The Wet Women?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Wet and Wild Women's Podcast.
Welcome
to the... theme.
Right. Welcome to the Womansplaining Podcast. We're here today with me, Melissa.
Ray. Cheryl.
And in the house tonight, we've got...
Two men.
Well, Baby Slice here.
But Cameron's one of our favorite guests. The other one?
I guess I'm here too.
Yeah, Cam.
Everyone's favorite podcast guest. BFF of the pod, Cameron.
Yep.
Thanks for having me.
Woo. You're welcome.
So today we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about this article that I found on the Wibs about this men's week that was held in a Utah high school. The article that we're looking at is called, "Despite Complaints, a Utah High School Held Men's Week Again This Year, But Thoughtless Banners Have Ended the Event for Good." The article was basically talking about that they have this men's week at this high school.
Oh, here, right?
Yeah, it's Snow Canyon High in St. George, down in southern Utah, if anyone doesn't know where St. George is.
So, really far away from Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm, very
just
far.
So everyone is clear.
At like distance wise, and
it's actually closer to Vegas.
Culturally,
which makes no sense.
It is very far away from Salt Lake.
Everyone's grandma. Back in time. Everyone's grandma lives down there.
Yeah. Of course.
But like some of the signs they were putting up around the school was like, "Enter if you believe men are the superior gender," and it had like lines pointing down.
So stupid.
And then like I would just stand next to that and write down people's names that went under.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes.
This is for later.
Yeah. This is for Women's Week. I'm just going to retaliate.
And then one of them said, "All men underlined are created equal. And then this is the best one. This one said, "What's a woman's point of view? The kitchen window."
In a high school.
Believable. And this is why
who
feminism exists.
Yeah.
What
teacher was like, good work,
it's
guys.
Yeah.
Who gave you the construction
what about the
paper
women
for this?
Workers at the high school.
Well, that was the problem.
Who
is
didn't
that
take that down.
Apparently, you know, people were like, "Hey, this is a problem," and then you know, like other men, like it's like one of the coaches was like, "Oh, don't get offended. It's just all in good fun." But it's like, it's not.
No. That sentence is the problem.
No.
Yes.
We're
it's
just
not.
Stop being so riled up. We're just joking around. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. It's the whole Ghost thing lighter. With like with Donald Trump. "Oh, it's just locker room talk." It's like, you're the president.
Yeah.
You're not in a locker room.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, this is in the fucking hallway.
Yeah. If somebody feels
room.
Uncomfortable in the locker room, then clear out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other side of the coin, it wouldn't have worked. Like if it had been Women's Week and like women had been putting up things that were like, "If you think women are the superior gender, like do this and that and the other," like they're like the men would have been like fucking pissed about that.
The man's place is to make $1 million. Go, I don't know. What would be the opposite of like the kitchen window joke?
I don't even know.
Your
like I can't even
drive a sports car or
from your
kill yourself
7 days a week.
I don't know.
Yeah, like what is a okay? So that's actually interesting.
Well,
like,
it could be a gatekeeping thing, right? Like real men work in the oil fields, and
that's
you know.
Yeah.
Your
that's
point of view
like,
is from the forest.
I hear all the time complaints like women only want like men who make a ton of money and you know drive the nice cars. That's just like,
but I think that I think guys that are offended by feminism like they don't see those as bad things. Like they don't look at toxic like stereotypical toxic masculinity and like look at that as a bad thing or like the opposite of like a woman being in the kitchen, right?
Sure.
They look at like to them the thing that would be offensive is saying a man's place is like subservient to the woman, like feminine, like henpecked man as being like a bad thing. And so I'm trying to think of like what an equivalent banner for like the point of view being the kitchen window would be, and I can't even think of one.
Maybe it's the kitchen window for them.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Like
well,
a man's
well,
point of view.
Where was the man's place in the 1950s? Because that's...
The office drinking scotch in the middle of the day.
The milkman.
Yeah. And again, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not a bad
no,
thing
it's not.
To them.
I would
so,
love
like,
that job.
Right, right. I mean,
no equivalent.
To their point, like, it's not a bad place for a woman to be in the kitchen. It's just not.
I love the kitchen.
Only
has a great
place
view.
For her to be.
If Brittany made $1 million and I could be a stay-at-home pet dad, you bet your ass I would do it.
I would definitely do that.
She would come home to a warm-cooked meal every day.
Who's that comedian that just did a couple pregnant
Ali Wong.
Ali Wong. Yeah. In her stand-up, she was talking. She's like, "We've like women have messed up. We had it going good forever. We had convinced the men to go out and work so that we didn't have to. We could just do whatever we wanted at home. And now we're like, we don't want to be stuck at home. And I'm telling you to shut the fuck up, guys, because now we have to work. It was the best.
Stuck at home.
It was the best. Yeah. She's like, we had it good for so long." Yeah. She's like, I know, because we could. We could run the world, and we would do it so well. We don't want to. We want to chill at home and watch our shows.
I get the joke there, but it's like, some women do want that, some don't. Some men want that, some
right,
don't.
The problem
don't.
Is in that being yeah. no choice.
The only option.
Pro-choice. Right.
Exactly. Right. Pro-choice. Or like being put in a box based on your gender.
Right.
When I was in fifth grade, mm-hmm. sixth grade, I'm not sure. My grandma bought me like a cool sweater and it said, girls rule, boys drool. They wouldn't let me come to school in it.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. Fifth grade. I don't know how many years ago that was. Like 20. More than that. 20 years
I
ago.
I didn't realize your like schools were so woke back then.
I was pissed.
Was
but I was like
woke?
A child.
It was just telling the boys that they were gross people.
Yeah.
Don't generalize. Opposite. Elementary school boys. Yeah.
They're like, not all of these kids are drooling.
So some context. They dubbed October 22nd through 26th as Men's Week, blah, blah, blah. Events. The events were arm wrestling, dodgeball, a Super Smash Brothers tournament, and an early out lunch hour with free pizza for male students.
Why? What? Why would you want to do that to yourself? You're just like, hey, girls, guess what? We're all nerdy losers. Like, what? Those are not.
But the
like,
arm wrestling, though.
No.
The dodgeball.
I'm just going to say right now. With balls. I think that a men's week is a great idea. I don't think that those are things that you should talk about during men's week. Maybe how about how to check your prostate?
Yeah.
How to check for testicular cancer? How to.
Like men's health.
Men's week. Health and men's like.
Issues.
Men's issues. Like it's okay to be sad because it's really hard to be sad.
Yeah.
You know, like men's week can be a positive thing.
I like that idea. Like
it
men's
does not
health.
Have to
like
be.
Like real issues, not just stereotypical.
Yeah, this sounds more like it was anti-women's week.
Yeah.
It did not sound like it had anything to do with men.
Yeah.
And I think that women should be allowed to come to your men's health week if they want to.
Yeah.
We need to know what a prostate is, too, which can someone
Pride week,
explain that?
There's lots of straight people there because they support it. Like, that's how it should be.
Men are like, we're doing this thing and we want no allies.
No allies.
Unless you're going to be the other team in which we'll play you in dodgeball.
Yeah. So, okay, several posters are shown displaying messages like, what's a woman's point of view, the kitchen window, how do you blind a woman, put a windshield in front of her, enter if you believe men are the superior gender, and more.
If that's the best you got, like if the and more isn't even mentioned, like that's the, those more. Are the best they have. That's pretty sad.
And more offensive ones. The posters were apparently not approved by school administrators and... Oh, some of the photos shared were from previous years. Like, there was apparently an assembly that was, like, disturbing, and then the way that the male faculty was leading it.
Okay, so
talked
they
about
say
how
that
it was
they...
a celebration of toxic masculinity. So that goes along with what you were saying, where it's, like, it doesn't sound like it's a men's week where it's, like, celebrating stuff or, like, bumping up toxic masculinity and, like, it's anti-women.
Yeah.
Like,
celebrating toxic masculinity.
Right.
Well, they're not going to call it that, but yeah, that's what they're doing.
But that's what they're doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, you can't, this is just like openly like toxic.
Yeah, like they're not going to be like, this is toxic masculinity. To them, it's just, this is masculinity.
Yeah.
But like, we all perceive it as being toxic.
Yeah. It just like, it baffles me that the teachers were, even the one teacher that is like this group's chairperson or whatever was like, yes, I want all of the boys in this group who believe and support and reinforce these ideas.
Didn't the article say that the school didn't support it, but then they're having assemblies and like these signs are up long enough for at least a picture to be taken? Like someone's okay with it.
Somebody's
the rally leader.
Yeah, no,
there's got to be a dude.
I think it was probably some faculty members and like students got behind it. I think you hit the nail on the head though, and it's like we were like talking earlier about like. You know, to you, feminism isn't about, like, women being superior. It should be about, like, equality. And I feel the same way here in that, like, this men's week, they were celebrating manhood by putting down women. And, like, why do you have to do that? Like, why does it have to be we're celebrating men and like because women are inferior. And it's like,
yeah, because no. There's a lot of conversations out there that are like, we want a men's week. Why can't we have one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't.
Every week
you can.
Is a man's week.
But what are you going to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, I have heard like men or seen like posts from men online who are like, oh, it's like it's OK to have International Women's Day, but like we can't celebrate what it is to be a man. And it's like, but a lot of times what you're celebrating about being a man is like shitty.
Well, it's the same thing as like you'll hear this like ridiculous argument like, well, you can't have like. You have BET, but you could never have WET. It's like, okay, but like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to get together with like your other white friends and like talk about all the times you were like harassed in like a grocery store. Like you were your grandparents, your white grandparents weren't allowed to use the same like swimming pool as the other like black kids who were like beating up your white grandpa. Like,
yeah, it's
like that's the point is they were downtrodden people and they have like. Camaraderie about that, like mm-hmm. white people don't need that.
Yeah,
yeah, we have like, 900 other channels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
The last
really.
Thing we want to do is highlight that past.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, and I was gonna say, yeah, like, exactly. We all know that when like white people to get together in a community, like, it's not often the best thing.
Right. Yeah.
We don't want like a White History Month.
yeah.
Preferably no. not.
We're like, let's no. be a little Most bit more specific, right? Because if you're white, it's. I mean, what does that mean? Like, it's, are you Jewish?
It's
are
overly you, like, generalized, what? For sure.
Yeah, and then I agree. It's like, we have, yeah, there's like one channel, like Black, you know, BET, Black Entertainment yep. Television.
They get one.
We have like all the rest of them. And there's like...
Watch NBC for like an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Count the black
that
people.
That is your channel.
yeah.
Fox. You've got it. Done.
Fox News.
Sorry, that was a tangent.
No. It totally relates,
Last
though.
Man Standing is your show. Check.
Yep.
Well, I just... The related question I had to that was like, why is it okay for women to celebrate their womanhood, i.e. International Women's Day, but not okay for men to do the same?
It is okay. You yeah. can. And you will be teased, and that's fine. You can be proud of that.
But also, I think it just depends on the content. Like, are you actually celebrating, like,
being a woman, being or a are you man? Hating on men?
Or yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or are you hating on the opposite gender?
Because you definitely need to get your prostate that. Checked.
Yeah.
So we should
get bring up
your doctor
prostate.
To put mm-hmm. his finger up your butt.
Well, someone tell me what the prostate is, because I don't think I understand.
I don't know.
What is the prostate or prostate gland, and what does it do?
Oh, it's a gland.
This is from the mm-hmm. Prostate Cancer Foundation. Small, squishy gland about the size of a ping pong ball located deep inside the groin between the base of the penis and the rectum. It's important for reproduction. It supplies seminal fluid, which mixes the sperm from the testes.
Okay, so you do not have
so
one.
So we definitely do not.
I've got one.
Okay, no, well, so you can check the prostate, mm-hmm. like, with a doctor. He basically sticks his big old meaty sausage
or with your
fingers,
own fingers
up
I
your
guess.
Butt.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're warm. And he can feel around, and if he can feel like it's getting too big, it could be, you know,
you got a
just
chubby prostate.
Yeah, chubby prostate, or like it's maybe like not squishy enough, or something like that. Like
You've got
they
a
can
hard
decide,
prostate.
Basically just based on touch, like whether or not it's working the way it's
Alex,
supposed to.
Because I'm coming home.
Because basically, well, it is to some men like a sexual pleasure thing yeah. too. Apparently, like
exactly.
I've heard stories, but.
Asking
no,
for
gay
a
dudes
friend.
Will say it, like, that's why anal sex is pleasurable.
Well, no,
for men.
Yeah, for men.
Are you saying that, like, maybe at the doctor getting the prostate checked, you get, like,
a little
boner getting it checked because
no
of
idea.
Sexual pleasure?
I've never had it done, so.
I think you have to be, like, 40 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they don't...
You're like, man, get your prostates checked, and you've
I
never had
guy.
It done.
You know about, like, boob stuff?
Yeah, mammograms. You're right.
I'm going to pull a Cheryl
like,
on you and be like, be proactive about your genital health,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
It is not recommended for men under, like, 50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which is just around
Please
the
Google that to be sure, so, and don't depend on our doctor advice.
Yeah. But I'm not a doctor.
Encourage the men in your life to get it checked.
I do like your idea, though, about, like, if there were to be some kind of a man's week or like a man's day or whatever, if it's like more about awareness of like issues for like, yeah, like testicular cancer and prostate cancer and like, it's okay to like feel feelings
yeah,
and whatever, you know?
Yeah. I'll be the first to say that men are emotionally constipated, and it has a lot to do with just society. Like, it's why so many like men in the NFL are getting hurt, and like it's finally becoming a problem because like nobody's saying anything. You're not allowed to say you're hurt,
right?
And you just keep playing and you hurt yourself more.
Yeah,
and that's not okay.
And that's that culture of toxic masculinity where it's like, if you don't don't cry. You're not allowed to like feel things. Don't be a girl. Mm-hmm. Like
they indoctrinate that into you very early.
Yeah. It's like running like a girl, or like what they call girl push-ups. Like throwing literally like had a conversation with somebody the other day where like, overheard like some friends talking, and it was like male and female, and the woman was like, oh, like, I hate doing push-ups. Like, they hurt my arms. And we were just kind of laughing because it's like, well, yeah, that's the point. And then the man was like, just do girl push-ups then. And I was like, and I was like,
still
excuse me.
Still works your arm out.
Those are not fucking girl push-ups. Those are modified push-ups, and anyone can do them based on their fitness level. Like, and it's just like
I don't
that
even
want to
get into it. I feel like though, even those aren't real push-ups.
No, they're really like,
the knee push-ups are not real push-ups.
And if they hurt your knees.
If they're hard, if push-ups are hard for you, get a chair and do push-ups on an incline.
Yeah,
and then lower your incline.
I mean, okay, like if
which
you wanna,
is just about the same thing. The idea is that you're modifying a workout to not hurt yourself.
It's not because you have boobies.
It's not because women are inherently like weaker all the time.
I never even thought that it had anything to do with boobs. I just thought it was like for because they were weaker.
It's arm strength thing. But that's the thing is that
I'm aware of that. Yeah. I'm just generalizing just the way everyone else is.
I remember in junior high when the men would run two laps and the women only had to run one.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm running too. Yeah,
No, I'm going to run the girls one. You can't tell me not to.
I also ran really the girls lazy. One, not because I was a girl, but because I was like fucking
running
out
sucks.
Of shape.
Yeah, running did suck, but I was like,
I had an exercise induced asthma question mark. Just lazy.
Me too.
Yeah.
In my first job at Harmon's, they had a very strict dress code for men and women, like totally different ones. And it made me so mad because at the time I had hair, and when I had hair, it was longer. It was like, down my neck and like longer around my ears.
I recall.
And they did not, they refused to let that be a thing. They were like, you need to cut your hair. And I'm like,
I just put in a ponytail like the girls.
They don't, well, it wasn't long enough to be a ponytail. Yeah. It just was over my ears. And that was against the rules. And I was like, and I pointed, because this was like the fourth conversation in like 6 months that I've had with this guy about this. And I pointed to a girl, I'm like, her hair's over her ears. And like, and he like immediately was like, well, I can't say anything about that. All of a sudden, this is a territory I refuse to get sued for.
But it
worked. Mm-hmm. I feel like I had something to do with the fact that like everyone at Harmon's now looks like some like alt metal band like member. Like they're all full of tattoos and piercings. And I'm like, I started
like,
this.
They're like, no, man, this is a requirement now.
Yeah.
I've been trying to cut my hair for years.
Yeah. You don't have enough tattoos to work here. I'm sorry.
Well, what are some ideas of posters that they could have put up?
Yeah, I guess that we can.
I don't want to come up with ideas
to make their thing better.
Yeah, I like. What about like, hey, men, crying's okay sometimes.
Sometimes, like not all the time.
I mean, yeah, like not if all the time.
If
like
you
for
legit
anyone.
Have a reason, don't be weird.
Yeah, feelings are okay. Like
we
like,
judge you sometimes.
Don't
it's okay.
Maybe like, hey, consent's important. Like,
yeah.
Yes, always.
Don't rape.
Don't rape.
No means no.
Is that the opposite? I guess it's the
don't
same.
Don't rape.
Of... Yeah.
Smiley face.
It's okay if you like the color pink and I don't know. Like, I'm just like trying to think of like,
we're not dumb enough to come up with them.
That's true.
Yeah, I can't even.
They're
like...
so stupid that like we can't even think of like. like
the school kids.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like everyone be just like chill out, everyone. Maybe that's a good one. Chill out.
Chill out, everyone.
Don't
chill
be
out,
a
everyone.
Take
don't
a break.
Dick.
Take a deep breath. Don't throw balls at each other.
Be an ally.
No, unless it's dodgeball. Then
no,
do.
I hate dodgeball.
But it's the game.
I would just pretend I got hit and then go sit down.
You can not play dodgeball,
there you go.
But like if you're playing
no,
dodgeball.
No, they make you play dodgeball.
Not anymore.
They don't.
It's not a thing.
I prevail.
But if you are playing. I mean,
you need
to
actually
play.
Yeah, like, I play basketball, but I'm just, I don't want to touch the ball.
I'm not interested in that hoop thing over there.
Like,
you don't have
you get
to
off
be
the court
interested
then?
In anything.
At some point.
Part of my Googling brought up this this
you mean your research article, your official
my,
research
my official research aka my Googles brought up this article that just the title is Guys Who Want an International Men's Day Have No Idea How They'd Celebrate It.
The circle jerks. So, yeah, because every day is Men's Day. They celebrate it by being alive.
It just reminds me of Good Burger. Has anyone seen that? Mm-hmm. I'm a dude. You're a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey! That's Men's Week.
Yeah. And it's just like one giant karaoke number, and then everybody gets drunk and goes home.
Oh, the Movember Foundation raises awareness of prostate and testicular cancer as well as men's mental health each November with the mustache growing pack. Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, you didn't know that? That was like, that's like the whole thing.
That's why we have the beard party. Yeah, because of this.
Yeah, it's like a men's health month.
Yeah. Oh. Is that happening this year? Cool. Did I miss it?
I think it's kind of always like low key happening, even if we don't have like a party to celebrate.
Everyone grow out their beard.
That's look, yeah, you guys, even, you have a whole month.
Yeah.
For all your shit, you don't need a week where you're just like celebrating toxic masculinity.
Yeah, and you don't need to have to. You don't need to grow, be able to grow a beard to participate.
Which is good for me because my beard's awful.
And women can participate by growing out their hairy legs.
Oh yeah, get it, girl. I've done that a couple of times. I do that every winter. Basically, that's my celebrate womanhood.
Got to keep warm.
5 month winter. Yeah.
Stay toasty.
Packed with myself.
Oh my god, what does
it's
that
like
look like?
Celebrating the end of short season by just not shaving my legs for 5 months.
Letting it happen. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what my legs look like. Probably very furry.
I can't wait till my legs get to the point where I have beard hair on my legs. It's glorious.
Ian can't wait either.
I guess to wrap that up, Movember, get into it. It's about men's health.
Get into that.
You can donate
to
prostate cancer.
Movember Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a celebration of men's things that I can get behind. I'm not going to get behind like steak and blowjob day or like
what? That sounds wonderful. Can I have that day?
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is like not just for dudes.
That sounds so
AKA
wonderful.
Valentine's Day.
Steak and blowjob day. You don't even refer to it as Valentine's Day. You're just like steak
and BJ.
We
really do need to start coming up with holidays that Hallmark can't steal from us and like start selling cards about. That's a good one.
That's you're not going to find that card at Smith's.
Nope.
I know. I do like that idea.
Maybe Trader Joe's.
When I found this article on Facebook, a woman posted it and was like getting ragey about it, and then like a man was like jumping in and like trying to explain different things, and she was like, stop mansplaining stuff to me. And then his question to her was like, which I thought was a legitimate question, was, can a man ever express an opinion without it being considered mansplaining?
Mm-hmm. And
I think the answer is yes.
I'm certain the answer is yes.
Yeah. So we'll put this on. Yes. We'll put this on Facebook, but we have a infographic to help you figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. So the first thing to consider is, did she ask you to explain it?
Mm.
Consent.
If the answer is no, then do you have more relevant experience? If the answer is yes, then you can explain it, and that is not. But if the answer to the first question is, did she ask you to explain it, then yes, go ahead.
To me, and this is how I live my whole life, and it's called Hanlon's Razor, and it is, do not attribute to malice what can easily be explained away by stupidity. And so I kind of feel like a lot of times people assume that someone's being a dick when really they just are clueless.
Yeah.
And that probably happens a lot with mansplaining.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Like yes, they might be a dick, but they're also probably stupid too. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So like, and they just don't know any better.
Yep.
It's funny, when we were talking about mansplaining in the workplace, I think Cheryl and I both brought up the fact that we give men the benefit of the doubt, and we're like, okay, we're going to assume you're not trying to be an asshole, mm-hmm. and that it's just that, like, I don't know, like, you're just, like, legitimately don't think I know a thing, or you're just, like, trying to be nice by, like, explaining a thing that I don't need explained, and it's more of, like, just being ignorant of, like, that could be considered mansplaining, or, like, that it's just offensive or comes across as infantilizing or, you know, whatever, or condescending or patronizing, like any of that stuff.
Well, and I feel like that's good advice for, like, in general, is I feel like you should give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And give people a chance to prove you wrong. Like, your first impression might not be great, but if they keep doing it, then you're probably right. He's probably just a mansplaining asshole.
It's so hard to do.
I believe it is, because you probably get it from so many sources. You probably forget that this is the first time you've been mansplained to by this person. Right. You know, like, I would do the same thing. I would just be like, well, all men are fucking assholes.
Yeah. And just in general, like you were saying, with everything, just, like, giving people the benefit of doubt, just, that's so hard to do, right? Especially.
Especially on the internet.
Yeah.
If you were in person, you'd be like, okay, you seem like a functioning human, so there's got to be something behind why you believe this.
Yeah.
And getting down to the bottom of it instead of being like, bah! On the internet really, really quickly.
I think there's sort of a secondary definition or a style of mansplaining, because we talked about workplace mansplaining. And it's like information that you don't know or that people think that you don't know. But I think there's a secondary part of it where, like, women get angry when men are like, well, let me explain to you, like, why you should feel a certain way or why you shouldn't feel a certain way. And it's kind of this, like, weird thing of, like, it's like a gaslighting slash mansplaining combo of, like,
it's not good.
You shouldn't feel this way, and let me explain to you why you shouldn't feel this way. Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot with these feminist arguments where women are like, this makes me angry and I feel this way because, like, this is shitty. And then men are like, well, no, you shouldn't feel that way because here's my, like, my argument against, like, the way that you feel. And it's like, you can't really argue about feelings.
No.
You know, and that just comes off as, like, really condescending.
Well, and I think it happens a lot that we get mad more that you're mansplaining a woman's issue. Do you guys get mad that we womansplain toxic masculinity to you guys?
Well, I don't think everyone's aware of it. You're like,
this is my life.
No.
Like, it's a fairly new term.
I feel like that's different because...
Yeah, but I also think that we came up with that term.
Probably.
Because you're not getting mansplained toxic feminism. Like... It's different.
We're just getting mansplained femininity, period. Like,
that's or true.
Sure. Exactly. So, like, what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't happen exactly in that way because, like, I'm not a toxic masculine person.
Sure.
So, like, it's never happened to me. Mm. And I can honestly say that no, like, I've never felt like any man or woman has been, like, condescending to me when they explain something. It happens a lot to me, though, and I've just kind of had to get used to it because I do have a lot of experience, and I've in certain areas like computers, like I just have a background in it, but I don't do that anymore. So, like, when I do have a problem and IT needs to fix it, I just have to let them fix it because I want to. I know how to fix it, but I don't have the rights to do it. And I just get to sit there and be like, okay, yep, you get to tell me all about internet security now, and I'm just going to be okay and great and, you know, whatever. And, like, it's not their fault that I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the way it feels about, like, people who are accidentally mansplaining. Like, they don't know you know these things.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I have to explain that I know what I'm talking about when I bring my car in. Like, I drop a few keywords, so they're like, oh. Okay, she understands what I'm about to say.
Right.
What about something, I mean, that's specifically stereotypically feminine, maybe like cooking or something that you know a lot about, that women are like, here, let me show you how to chop something correctly.
No, because, like, no, I honestly don't know any women that know how to cook as well as I do other than Brittany.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like a, like, I'm trying to level people. Like, people, women are like, I work with a ton of women. I am the only man in my department. And none of them will admit to any amount of cooking knowledge. And it's just that. So I don't have that. I'm sure nobody's it could possibly, that. But I feel like the kitchen.
I guess what I'm saying is that if I was in a kitchen with you, I probably would do it.
Okay. Yeah, great.
That's I would awesome. Definitely do it, too.
I think the difference.
I don't mean to.
Yeah, I think the difference, though, is that maybe I'm just a more trusting person than, like, your average guy. There probably are guys.
Well, and confident way. With your skill set, sure. right? So you're not going to allow me to breach that territory. Yeah. You're just going to look at me and I'll be like, oh, he knows.
Something I've tried really hard to do, and this goes along with what I was saying before about the IT stuff, is I try not to be a know-it-all. And I feel like me telling someone, hey, you don't need to explain this to me, like, it's just me being a dick instead of,
yeah.
I know what it's like to just like, okay, you just need to say this. This is your job. And I'm just going to let you say it. And like, I'm not going to try and stop you.
Right.
But I do. You know, I notice, like, I don't know, it's probably more of a personality thing more than, you're a woman or a man. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes you're explaining something to someone, and then at the end of you explaining it, like, 2 minutes, they're like, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. And I'm like, oh, well, why did you let me fucking talk for 2 minutes?
Oh, I don't do that, though. I just, like, oh okay, yep, great. I just pretend like they taught me something, and I move on.
I will stop someone, like, one sentence in. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that yesterday.
It's just easier, like, for me.
I think it's just because you are generally averse to what's the word?
Confrontation.
Yeah. Like, you're confrontation averse, so you're just like, I can get through this, but like, it's and hard. I'm like,
let's fight. Yeah. I already know.
But also, like, I think that there are, like, more women who tend to do that, like, interrupt and go, nah, I got it.
Yeah.
Because it has been historically, like, harder for us.
Well, and I think what you're saying is true. Like, this is all personality based, you know, not wanting to say anything, not caring. Like, it doesn't bother me for, you know, I mean, it does me, but someone else, it's not going to bother them to have been told the same thing that they know over and over again. They're not going to say anything because it's no skin, like, off polite. Their back. But we're just getting to a period where it is okay for those that it does bother to be like, yeah, you can stop. Mm-hmm. I already know this. Yeah. Whereas before, those of us that wanted to say something were told, no, just let them explain it.
I wish I could tolerate the explanation.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like that is, like, perceived as the more polite thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I wish I was a little more polite in that manner. Well, but I'm like, rude. No.
That's why they say, like, we don't have to be I mean, like, being polite is getting us killed, right? Being polite is getting us raped. Right. We could definitely be more polite at work still, right? Yeah. And allow people to just explain something. There's no need to be angry about that. But there are certain circumstances where we don't have to be nice and allow a stranger, you know, in our space.
Yeah, politeness can be dangerous for women sometimes.
Fuck politeness.
Sure. And that's where I just feel wholly inadequate to really answer this question, because I've never been woman-splained, woman-splained.
You've never been splained?
No, not that I'm aware of. And then I've never, as far as I know, like, splained to a woman, at least not on purpose.
Sure.
So, like, it's hard for me to even picture that it exists, because it's just one of these, like, mindsets that is so foreign to me, that why would anyone, like, feel why better about themselves doing that? It's like, what are you proving?
Yeah.
We could all be a little bit more Cam and like Cam and relax and not assume everyone else is being dicks.
Yeah.
The difference, though, is that I also don't have this, like, underlying, like, what Cheryl is saying, like, where politeness is getting you killed and raped. Like, I've never been worried about that.
True. It's a big underlying factor.
It's a huge underlying factor the difference between how men and women interact with the world, because women, like, are victimized 10-1 or something like that, you know, over men. So, like, not something I've worried about.
I think, like, going back to the whole feelings thing where we were talking about, like, how some men are like, no, let me explain to you, like, what I think feminism should be, or let me explain to you how I think that, like, consent works, or let me explain to you how I think brr. And it's like, oh my God, we're so fucking tired of you, like, defining, like, the rules of society for women, and, like, we want to be part of that conversation. And I think that it needs to be more of a conversation and less of a
That's not happening.
I don't agree with what you're saying, so let me tell you how it should be. Mm-hmm. And
let me tell you how to overthrow male society.
Right. Yes, exactly. Right? Like, I don't know.
Sorry, that was a cackle.
So that's, like, I liked your whole question about, like, do you get tired of women telling you, or, like, explaining to you about toxic masculinity, and, like, what we think toxic masculinity is? Because do you see that as being different for you or for men?
No, it wouldn't be different, because it's, like, just people. but it just doesn't happen to me. And again, it could be like what you guys are saying, maybe it's just my personality and I either don't pick up on it or I just let it go.
Yeah, you probably just don't pick up on it. I'm trying in my mind, I'm racking my brain of like, I mean, what kind of situations besides in the kitchen.
If you're a guy, I mean, like similar where you just let things, comments slide off your, you know, shoulder, allow people to explain things to you because you don't want to confront them or something. But if I'm constantly telling you it's okay to cry, like you don't have to be this like intense, you know, your favorite movie doesn't have to be
The Fast and the Furious.
Right. Like, you know, you don't have to be this person that the world's telling you to be, but you want to be that person. Like you want, like your favorite movie legitimately is Fast and the Furious, or you want, I don't know. There's, and you we're like going, no, like
pumping iron.
No, they don't, you're being forced to love this. I don't know. Is there
or,
like,
I don't
a
know,
conflict
like if it was
there,
like a sad just, movie or something and you're like, it's okay to cry. And you're like, I fucking know. Like,
and
thanks,
I,
don't stare at me.
I'm actually
but
not
I don't
sad
want
right
to.
Now.
Yeah. And like that one isn't even sad.
Yeah, I'm just an unfeeling, uncaring robot and I don't want to cry.
Yeah, I'm a robot. Don't look at me.
Yeah, I'm like really trying to think of a time where like a woman would explain something to a man and I'm like,
society doesn't
up short.
Really like afford it.
Yeah. I explain stuff to Alex, but it's always like this makes me sound old, but like generationally. Like someone
I wonder if
will
women
make
are
something
better
in
at
a
it. Like, I wonder if it's like explaining. As simple as just like women just don't do it because they're tired of it being done to themselves.
Or we just assume that everyone knows anything, and if you had a question, you'd fucking ask.
Well, yeah, like...
Or is it a sensitivity thing? Like, men aren't as sensitive to it.
Like, I don't think that women saying that they're being woman's or mansplained, like, I don't think that they're wrong for feeling the way that they do. I just don't feel the same thing, and there's too many factors to say whether or not it's me or being a man.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I feel like in a week I'm going to come up with something.
So,
like, ah!
Yeah. So diplomatic of you. Why aren't you taking a
sorry, I'm a
policy.
Reasonable person.
God damn it.
We need
don't
to
want
take
reasonable men in here. Get out.
I know. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
It's funny because I actually thought I was going to have a lot more to say about this, but like I just agree just with like, all of you. Yeah. So.
Well, and thanks for agreeing with us. That's what we want.
Yeah.
We want no
yeah,
different
everyone who wants
ever.
To agree with us, come on the show.
Well, like Spock will bring something up and he'll just ask a question. Like last week, he was like, I've never actually even heard gaslighting. What is it? And, you know, we had a question. We talked about it, but it wasn't me being like, blah, 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 blah. This is what it is.
Yeah,
this
Alex
is what
did
you're
the
doing.
Same thing. He didn't know what it was.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that I've
heard
some other
term,
people
but...
didn't know what it is either. And it's very interesting to me.
It's okay. We didn't know what a prostate was. So. Yeah.
Clearly. There I thought
go.
I had one.
Learning.
Yep.
Mine is inflamed.
I will say that I feel like mansplaining couldn't exist without women giving it that moniker. I feel like it's mostly just being a dick. Like, I don't feel like it's sexist.
Huh.
That's my personal opinion.
True.
Like,
yeah,
it shouldn't
I think,
be.
I think that's what I'm asking then, because I agree, because I feel like we do it as well. To you guys,
I definitely
topics
do it.
Specific to men.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be something,
but
I
agree
explain.
That it's just someone being a dick.
Yeah, I would imagine that this man would explain to another man that was under him just as quickly as he would a woman. Mm. I'm sure that there are exceptions to that rule, as there are to every rule. But what I have seen, like where there are examples of me seeing such a thing happening, it was just a guy who was just a dick all the time.
Sure. And it's just happening to more women around him. He's just doing it to more
women
than men.
Yeah, he might be picking his targets.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like saying rape exists both to men and women. It just happens to 99% more women than men, though it happens across the board.
Right.
I'm sure after this, I will have a conversation with Ian where it's like, hey, do I ever explain things to you? And he'll be like, yeah, here's all the things. And I'll be like, oh,
Lady
I'm
explaining.
Sure I explain shit all the time.
I don't think that's like, again, it's not that you're sexist. You do know a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And it's a huge part of mansplaining is tone.
Right.
You know,
I love
necessary.
Hold on, sorry. I love that he was like, you do know a lot of things. And I was like, that's true. I'm great. I do know a lot.
That sounded so fucking
thanks
like.
Thanks for coming on again, Cameron.
I just realized, I sounded like a fucking jackass. Jesus.
Correct. Thank you. Yes.
This is why I invite you over to my house so that you can compliment me.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's my sole purpose in life.
No idea what to think.
But I mean, there's plenty of things that I think that I explain that I might have more knowledge on, but I always will like give the person the opportunity to fuck it up first, and then I'm like, hey, you know, if you did this one thing a little different and tried this thing with that, that actually might make it a little easier on you. Yeah. Like trying to like be politely explaining. Mm. Not like you did that wrong.
I always do expect like that people will consult Google first before I need to come in.
You are very wrong about that. As an IT professional, you are so wrong about that.
My interns have proved me wrong many years in a row.
I just
some of my interns that listen are amazing, and you know I love you. But
I just thought of a thing I explained recently. So Ian went to the store to get stuff. He's like, hey, I'm going to the store. Like, what do we need? And I'm like, oh, we need like these four things. And he's like, cool. And so I come back and he like bought all the things. And like, I feel bad about this. This is like a dick move. And instead of being like, thank you for buying all the things at the store, I came in and was like, you got the wrong soap. That was like the fucking first thing I said. And he's like, oh, sorry, you're welcome. And I'm like, oh, sorry, like, thank you. Like, that's amazing. But also, you got the wrong soap.
Well, sometimes it's just easier to be blunt, you know? Like, it takes an effort for me to be polite. Like, I just am, I'm so much more blunt first than I am polite. Like, I will write my entire email and then go back through and be like, please, thank you, could you, would you mind? Like, I don't know if that's a...
Well, it's funny because I actually just did this, but it was for a woman. Like, she, like, I feel like I'm a pretty gruff person sometimes when I'm frustrated with someone, but like...
Not even when I'm frustrated. I'm just, like, to the point.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes that can come across really, oh, totally. Like, especially in an email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, someone sent to me an email. Face. She's like, I am very upset right now. Will you please proofread this to, like, take the dick out of my tone?
Yeah.
You
know, oh, my God. Like, I do that every day. And yeah. Thank God I work next to my best friend. Because I'm like, does this sound too bitchy? How many more explanation points do I need to put in this?
Yeah.
Alex says he always knows when I'm mad because my text messages won't have exclamation points. They'll just be periods. I'm like, I didn't even know.
Period. Yeah, Brittany doesn't use any caps or
punctuation.
Ever? That's how I know she's mad.
Oh. She's just like yep. Furious yep. Texting like quickly.
I'm in a hurry and I'm pissed.
So I have a question. I have always wondered if certain things are just because of like... Maybe women's splaining could be easily explained by, like you were saying, tone. But I wonder if men, because we have deeper, louder voices, like it's as perceived. A general rule, I wonder, could it be just like biological in that way?
I don't think so, because there's a couple real passive aggressive mansplainers in my life.
Oh, okay.
And they're super low.
So like, when you get mansplained salt, like, to, it's not tones. It's not loud or. Like,
oh no, honey, I know what's happening.
Okay,
get the. Well, we talked. I know what's going on.
Yeah, we talked about that when we were talking about mansplaining in the workplace. Is that some guys, they do like white knighting mansplaining. Yeah. They're like, or they'll be like, hey, sweetheart. And they think they're being nice. Ew. They're like, oh, I'm gonna call you a little pet name.
More than anything.
Or I'm gonna make my voice like low and soft and like, because you're an understand this.
So it's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I was like fucking at work and a guy walked in and was just like, hey, you did a thing wrong. I'd be like,
what is
cool.
It? Cool.
Yeah. Versus like, absolutely. Hey, you know, there's just like a little thing, like no big deal.
Like I office like space.
I'm just like, fucking like, just tell me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a whole office space thing.
I also have a double standard though there too, because I'm like, I want to be blunt, but when people are blunt with me, I'm like, oh. Do you think they're really mad at me?
Like, yeah. Dare
they
you,
just put
sir?
An explanation point at
well,
the
I
end,
grew
so
up with, like,
I don't know how to please
all
me.
My siblings and like dad and everybody. We just sound like we're yelling when we're having a conversation with each other. So every once in a while, I'll be like, are you yelling? No, we're just having a conversation. Okay. Just
that's
checking.
So funny.
You know?
That same thing happened with me and Brittany. When she, like, one of the first times she met my family, like, I had this heated argument with my brother, and it was just about something stupid like cell phones. Because we're just a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
And it was like a pretty loud conversation, but like not actually that outside of normal for us. And when we left, Brittany was like, you're like really mad at your brother, aren't you? I'm like, not even about mad. What? Like, I'm sorry, I completely who? Forgot the conversation.
I have a brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say? It's almost easier to handle. Like, I'd rather be like, you are definitely mad at me than you leaving the room and being like, I'm gonna kill you.
Oh yeah, that's way more
being
scary.
Like, so
yeah,
like treating me like a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get that memo? Did you? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, so
I'll go ahead and send you that memo.
Mansplaining. it's a thing, but it doesn't have to be.
Try yeah. not to.
You can express an opinion without it being mansplaining.
We need a jingle.
It is possible.
Give it a whirl, guys.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it.
Don't that wraps it up.
Nothing
Don't
more to
be
say.
A dick. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for sending questions, as always. Mm-hmm. If you have a question you want to send in, you can find all of our social media and email deets in the show notes. Or you can fill out our anonymous Google form, send us a question that way, leave us a voicemail, you know, however you want to send in a question.
Yeah, practice your accents. Mm-hmm. Call.
We need more of those.
Exactly. We do. I know. I'm like really like disappointed we don't have more Australian voicemails for questions. And thanks for listening and come back next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't be a dick.